Xocolata Express, amb Pere Massaguer.
Oh, yes!
Lost and Found no és ni la més coneguda ni la més brillant de les cançons dels Echo and the Bunnymen, però és una de les meves favorites, sempre la tinc al coco. I seguim a Xocolata Express, ja iniciada la nostra segona hora, i ho fem amb un disc que ja té els seus anys, però que va ser un boom a nivell mundial. La banda es diuen Happy Mondays, la cançó Step On, i està en un àlbum titulat Pills and Thrills and Belly Aches, pastilles, emocions i mals de panxa, en clara al·lusió al èxtasis. Aquesta gent, els Happy Mondays, juntament amb Stone Roses, van ser uns dels líders de l'escena de Manchester, influenciada pels clubs de ball de finals dels 80 i principis dels 90, que van viure un breu moment en la cresta de l'onada abans de col·lapsar l'any 92. Mentre que els Stone Roses van basar en el pop dels anys 60, afegint-hi només un petit toc de música de ball, Happy Mondays es va convertir en la banda més reconeguda d'aquella escena alimentada per les drogues. El so dels Mondays es basava en gran mesura en el so i el ritme de la música house, carregada amb tocs de soul dels anys 70 i la psicodèlia dels anys 60. Era una música brillant i acolorida que havia trencat melodies que mai es van convertir en cançons cohesionades, però sí ultra ballables. Happy Mondays. Step On, així es diu aquesta cançó, que per cert és una cover, és una versió d'un tema d'en John Congos, un músic, compositor i cantant sud-africà que va obtenir un gran èxit amb aquest disc gravat amb un equip de luxe. Al dir aquest disc no em refereixo al de Happy Monday, sinó al que escoltarem a continuació. Un d'ell particular, un titulat Congos. Deia que el disc es va gravar amb un equip de luxe i, com per exemple, a la remescla hi ha el Roy Thomas Baker, habitual col·laborador de la banda Queen i també dels Cars, i la producció magnífica és del Gus Dudgeon, l'home que va crear molts èxits de l'Elton John. A més, el John Congos comptava en aquest disc amb la banda habitual d'acompanyament de l'Elton John. Quasi que tenia garantit l'èxit, i a més, les seves cançons eren bones. El que escoltarem ara és un tema que també està en el mateix disc de l'Step On i que es diu Tokolche Men, John Congos. Man. Tokolchi Man, ell era el John Congos des del seu legendari i famós àlbum Congos, publicat fa el tirón d'anys 70. La veritat és que no ho recordo ben bé perquè han passat moltíssims anys. I de John Congos passem a una icona del post-punk, una icona de la música britànica contemporània. Ell és el Julian Cope.
Couldn't sing, so the priest held a candle and the parents kissed the ring. Someone shouted, "Let's keep the afterbirth, throw the kid away." Yeah, and I fried my brain sack for the pain I felt today. So I go out and come in again. So I go out and come in again. So I go out and come in again. See if I can get clean. Yeah. Come on, split my head wide open. Scoop out a little of my brain. Need some identification. Julian Cope, very sane. Yeah, this is not a dingy world to set before the swine. Cause it looks like I'm hanging out and hung up on the line. The ice caps are melting. I've got the whole blues of creation snapping at my heels. So I go out and come in again. So I go out and come in again. So I go out and come in again. See if I can get clean. Come on, split my head right open. Scoop out a little of my brain. Some identification. Duty and toast. They're a scene. Yeah, this is not a dingy world to set before the swine. Cause it looks like I'm hanging out hung up on the line. I looked in the mirror, stared at the shelf. I said, "Doctor, doctor, doc, I can't be myself." Since 1904, this pathway's been just fine. Now why should I be hanging out and hung up on the line? Why should I be hanging out and hung up on the line? Hanging out. Hanging out.
Julian Cope, figura del post-punk i home del renaixement, és el principal artista de culte de la música britànica contemporània. Després d'haver liderat a Teardrop Explorers, les estrelles de la New Wave de Liverpool, durant 5 anys turbulents, va emprendre una polifacètica carrera en solitari que es va iniciar el 1984 amb un parell de LPs bons, però que no es van vendre massa bé. Va ser al principi de la dècada dels 90 quan li va arribar l'èxit, sobretot amb el disc que avui ens ocupa, Peggy Suicide, d'on hem seleccionat aquest tema a ritme cautroc anomenat Hanging Out and Hang on the Line. De Julian Cope passem a una gent que es diu en els carrers, The Streets.
Excuse me, girl. I know it's a bit embarrassing, but I just noticed some tan lines on your shirt.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9 and a half in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the board, wondering whether to have a burger or chips, or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course, I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah,
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa!
Leave it out.
Are you smoking crack
Mike,
or something?
Mike, just leave it, just leave
we
it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave
don't
it.
Touch me.
It's not worth
don't
it.
Touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't, look, I'm alright, don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was clocking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it, but I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know.
Now, I bashed my head hard earlier due to the brew, but I am digressing slightly, so I'll continue. I didn't want to bowl over all geezer and rude. Not rude like good, but just rude like uncouth. You girls think you can just flirt and it comes to you. Well, let me tell you, see, yes, yes, you are really rude. And rude as in good, I knew this as you stood and queued. But I just did not want to give the satisfaction to you.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Wait. And just as you started to make your big advance, with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners, my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that fucking white shirted man.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Oi, what do I give a fuck? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa,
we've all
had
a bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun, yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
You're fit, but you know it.
But you know it. You're fit, but you know it.
I think I'm going to fall over. I think I'm going to fall over. Fucking hell.
Fit, but you know it. Des del A Grand Don't Come For Free eren The Streets, un grup de rap format a l'entorn de Mike Skinner, conegut raper, músic i productor discogràfic anglès. Aquest disc, un de tants projectes de l'incansable Skinner, va representar un punt àlgid en la carrera del músic i un dels que més fama li va donar. A mi personalment em va enganxar amb aquest tema que hem escoltat, en forma, però ho saps.
Se viene el estallido. Se viene el estallido.
Se viene. Aquesta és una col·laboració del Jorge Martínez, cantant, guitarra solista i líder dels Illegales, amb la banda argentina de rock Bersuit Vergarabat, autors del tema que hem escoltat, amb motiu de la celebració del 25è aniversari de la seva fundació.
Hey, oh, let's go.
T'agrada la música? T'agradarà Xocolata Express.
Doncs a veure si anem ben enfocats i us agrada o t'agrada el programa. Aquí estem, a Ràdio Sabadell, i aquesta gent està en un altre lloc. Ràdio Berman.
Thank you.
Monday Morning Gang, així es diu la cançó. Ells són Radio Berman, una banda australiana, una formació protopunk ja desapareguda que va tenir un fort impacte i va ser molt influent en els 80. I tot això fins a la seva dissolució. Ara, com aquell qui diu, tenim uns minuts de tranquil·litat amb la Núria Graham.
It must have been something above the bed. It got themselves with something of threat. And I did not see this wind was coming. I have been up since 5 and counting. Will the red rise to meet my face? Or the stone will swallow all these countless days. And I did hear that something was coming. I thought it was the same noise as always. God, there's been some kind of mistake. No sin and also I swear it must be the things I've said, thought or made. But no real man can really hide the shade. And I did hear that something was coming. Never thought I'd wake up the fountain. And I did hear that something was coming. Never thought I'd. River meets the tide. It makes such a big explosion of white. Look, there's a love in a little particle. Everyone's running from such a spectacle. The story was ending since the start. Dear, your love's not a cherry on a tart. You're in a supermarket with your food on a cart. Tears while I laugh. And I did hear that something was coming. Never thought I'd wake up the fountain. And I did hear that something was coming. Never thought I'd wake up the fountain. Fire mountain. Oh, sacred ancient fountain.
Fire Mountain o Secret Ancient Fountain. Des del ciclament era la Núria Graham, millor dit Graham. La bigatana d'ascendència irlandesa i catalana s'ha marcat un àlbum que ha transcendit més enllà de les nostres fronteres, rebent fins i tot elogis de la premsa musical més influent. Aquest disc que ve a continuació és una cosa estranya, però m'encanta. És un cantant anomenat Dijon i el seu nou single, una cançó recent estrenada de títol Cugui.
Cugui, cugui, oh cugui cabra. Legend. Me. I'm convinced that your spirit ain't sad. I'm convinced there's a meanness in me. Well, I can take it all the end. I'm convinced that the magnet is sad. Pushing good and pulling bad things in. If it pleases you, honey, if it pleases. I do my best to bury it, yeah. Well, I do my best to bury it.
Era Dijon, el cantant de Los Angeles, que en aquest seu darrer single ordeix una melodia trencada al voltant d'un riff de guitarra tartamudejant, amb la veu encara gastada, pel que sembla, des de la discussió que va tenir a crits ahir a la nit. El que escoltarem a continuació és una nova banda que es diu The Dare.
Fuck me like we were meant to be, girl. time.
Good Time, segon i darrer single, de moment, de Dare, el nom sota el que s'hi amaga el Harrison Patrick Smith, un multiinstrumentista superinfluenciat per la música de LCD Sound System. L'artista, amb seu a Nova York, ha passat per una metamorfosi que només es pot descriure com a transcendental, passant de ser un rocker indie furiós a una força de la natura que indueix el ball i barreja gèneres. Aquests altres ens tornen cap a la tranquil·litat. Són Youth Lagoon.
Come home and daddy don't talk. Radio has a shitty old car. Maybe I'm high, maybe I'm not. There was sadness coming through to you. Wonder how I caught it. Wonder how it started. Angel in the garden, the razor was sharpened.
Idaho Alien. Amb aquesta cançó, Youth Lagoon ens avisa, ens adverteix que després de 8 anys sense publicar cap àlbum, tornaran amb un disc gran el proper 9 de juny. Aquest LP serà el quart de la seva discografia i es titularà Heaven is a Junkyard. The Youth Lagoon, passem a Water from Your Eyes.
1, 2, 3, 4, I count mountains. 1, 2, 3, counter, you're a cool thing, count mountains. 1, 2, 3, 4, I count mountains. 1, 2, 3, counter, you're a cool thing, count mountains. Two, three, four, I count mountains. One, two,
Water from Your Eyes, el duet que conformen Rachel Brown i Nate Amos, ens avisen, ens adverteixen, ens avancen el que serà el seu quart LP, Everyone's Crushed. I més avanços de més avançaments del que serà el nou àlbum de Feeble Little Horse. Feeble Little Horse, Tin Man. Aquesta ha estat la cançó que hem escoltat.
I can walk on water too. I can raise the dead. We join.
Amb la música sempre deliciosa dels Wetsney, ens disposem a acomiadar-nos de tots vosaltres. Per greu que ens sàpiga, el temps no és que se'ns tiri a sobre, ja se'ns ha tirat a sobre i no ens deixa gairebé ni parlar. Us haig d'agrair, això sí, que ens hagueu acompanyat un moment o altre durant les dues hores de Xocolata Express. Vinga, que aquesta cançó és molt maca. Bona nit i fins la setmana que ve. Someone died in the plane.
Xocolata Express, a Ràdio Sabadell 94.6.